Now notice verse 18. And say thou unto the people, sanctify yourselves again tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. God says, you want to eat flesh? I'm going to give you flesh. In fact, it's going to stick in your teeth. I'm going to give you so much. It's quite interesting, the comment that the Spirit of God makes later in the time of the writing of the Psalms upon this, over in Psalm 106, verse 15, which is a historic psalm, I read this. He gave them their request, but he sent leanness into their soul. He granted their request, but he sent leanness into their soul. And this has with it a terrific message. God heard their complaint, and God answered it. He heard their request. And I imagine a few of them ran around and said they got their answer to prayer. But notice what followed. He sent leanness to their souls. Now, all the requests that you and I make to God, we're to do it with thanksgiving because God's going to hear an answer. Now, most of the time, to me, he says no. Not yes. He says no. I won't grant it. And that's a good answer. I found in the period of years that that's the best answer that God can give. Many times he won't grant it. But many times God will grant your request. And when he does, he sends leanness to your soul. You get what you pray for, but it wasn't the best thing for you. And that happens, I think, oftentimes with Christians. I remember a certain man that I had who was an officer in my church years ago in another city. And he came to me one day and he said, pray for me. My business is shaky right now. In fact, it's in jeopardy. And I want you to pray that the Lord will bless me in my business. Fact of the matter is, he says, I have an opportunity of becoming wealthy, and I would appreciate you praying that I might make money. And you know, I was a young preacher then, and I just went immediately and prayed that the man would make money and that God would establish his business. And you know, God did that. This man, of course, prayed, and God heard his prayer, and he got rich. That was the worst thing ever happened to that man. He lost all of his children. When they found out they had money, they'd been fine family until they got more money than they needed and that they should have had. He granted their request, but he sent leanness unto their soul. He said to them, you're going to eat flesh. I'm really going to give you flesh. And now, notice what he says, for ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. And that's exactly what he did. And we find here that Moses said, verse 21, the people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I'll give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month. Now shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? The Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Moses said, how are you going to do it? God says, I'll do it. And you never need to ask God how if he lets you know he's going to do it. He'll do it, friends, and he doesn't need your how or my how. He does it his how. He does it the way he wants to do it.